You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
New 103.7, Charlie and Debbie Show, and the Lebo Santa Claus Hotline up and running now through Christmas Eve, Mom and Dad. The number is 704-227-8761.
I'm 7 years old, and I live in North Carolina, and I want an ice cream maker for Christmas.
Now, you may be saying, it's snowing outside, it's cold, that doesn't sound good, but come June, that'd be a hell of an idea, right? Forward thinking.
Thank you.
Oh, now we have a handoff.
And Emmy.
Hi, I'm 4 years old.
And I live in Denver.
And I live in Denver.
And I want...
I want a big giant bike.
Oh.
A bike.
What?
Uh-huh.
You want a bike?
Yeah.
Not a Hatchimal?
Little Hatchimal, actually.
Tell him bye.
Bye-bye.
I want a big, shiny bike.
And a Hatchimal.
Do you want a Hatchimal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want a Hatchimal, too.
I love it.
So great.
I want my own island. And $25 million tax-free, of course. And that's it.
But I'll let you know if there's anything else. if I need more.
If you have your own island,
and $25 million
what do you need with, what do you need with the cash? I mean, you're Gilligan. You're king of the island.
You got to pay for the yacht charters. And
I hadn't thought about private airstrip.
Yeah.
If you're going to live like Tim McGraw, you got to do it.
Flying some food for you.
It's Lebo Santa Claus Hotline up and running now through Christmas Eve, 704-227-8761.
Brought to you by Lebo's with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So yeah, I came across this list this morning, and normally I would just ignore it because I've seen these kind of things 10,000 times. The 10 most hated Christmas presents.
Oh yeah, so and that's cliche.
Right, and as I go through this list, you go, yeah, like a workout DVD. Well, yeah. Handmade gifts. A hairbrush. I hadn't really heard that. Here's one I disagree with. Sexy underwear. I always love it when Debbie gives me sexy underwear. That's never been a problem.
That just means something without holes ripped in it.
But speaking of underwear, it's number 10 that caught my attention. The number 10 most hated Christmas gift, and how this isn't number one, I don't know. Underwear from your boss. What?
Boy, that'll get you fired.
Yeah, that's what we call a Matt Lauer kind of situation. Yeah. That'll get you kicked out of the Senate, off the Today Show.
What boss is giving that?
Absolutely. Look, we work for a complete maniac. We love him to death. He's crazy. He would never give out underwear.
Now, is this boss giving out underwear for the recipient, or is he giving out his underwear?
I either way, it's not a good idea. I was trying. Have we ever
something
gotten
to remember me by?
Have we ever gotten anything remotely inappropriate from a boss?
No.
I don't think I've ever gotten anything from a boss.
They typically don't give anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what they give us? The opportunity to come back.
You're lucky you have a job. That's what we hear. No, I don't know.
Underwear from your boss?
I can't imagine where this has occurred.
There's no way we're going to find somebody like this. But I'm just curious. What have you gotten from your boss? Specifically, if you got something from your boss that was kind of a head-scratcher. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What Christmas gift have you gotten from your boss? Especially if it was a little iffy.
Hey, so I'm calling in for the weird thing that you've gotten from your boss?
Yes!
So we did a gift. I was in the military, and we did a gift exchange one time, and I got a male blow-up doll is what I got. Yeah, I didn't really know what to do with it, so we just propped it up outside the barracks.
I was going to say, what'd you do? Go, thanks, Sarge? I mean, I missed that episode of Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
Yes, I'm calling about the strange Christmas gift you get from your boss.
Yes,
ma'am.
I received a couple years ago from my old boss, I received a Christmas ornament with his face on it. Yeah, it wasn't something I wanted to see at Christmas.
Hi, Christmas gift from your boss.
Yes.
I got a container of mint when I had a container of peppermint sitting right on my desk. I wasn't sure if that meant I had bad breath and I wasn't using mine, so I needed these, or what it meant.
Yeah, that's kind of tricky. Or maybe he didn't like your brand of mint and he was replacing it with something he would like.
Because I think he was stealing her mints when she wasn't looking.
I think so, too.
Check that security camera.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit trickier to navigate. Now, if he gave you a stick of deodorant, that pretty much cuts to the chase right there. We came across this list of the 10 most hated Christmas presents, and I was going to ignore the whole thing, except coming in at number 10 was underwear from your boss. What?
That's really bad judgment. I don't care where you work. I can't imagine a line of work where that would be not frowned upon.
No. Hi.
You guys were talking on the radio about underwear from your boss.
Yeah. Yes, have you? Don't tell me your boss gave you underwear.
No, but I got underwear. So I was dating a guy for 2 months last October. Well, whenever it was December. His mom gave me lacy, sexy underwear.
Creepy.
For my Christmas present. And we have been dating for 2 months.
I want you to think back to when we were dating. Would it have been more awkward for my mom to give you a pair of lacy, sexy underwear? Or for Layla Fern to have given me a pair of lacy, sexy underwear?
Well, you know, I would just take it as welcome to the family.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly a quarter of us admit to doing what during the holidays?
For the final time this week, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yep. Have y'all got the answer to the question yet?
Of course not. We hadn't talked to you. Nearly a quarter of us admit to doing what during the holidays?
Is it regifting?
I knew we were going to get that. That's not it.
All right. Thank you.
I know it's a little early for a hint, but there's nothing wrong with doing this.
No.
Hey, Charlie, you got an answer to your question yet?
No, nearly a quarter of us admit to doing what during the holidays?
Blessing the people out in front of us while we're trying to drive.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Yes, goodwill, but you park in the parking lot, not in the middle of the road.
Answer to the question?
Yeah, nearly a quarter of us admit to doing what during the holidays?
How about drinking or getting drunk?
Hi, do you have an answer for the smartest person in the QC yet?
No, ma'am. What you think?
I'm going to guess and say buying a gift for yourself.
No, that's not it. Hint number two coming next. Smartest person in the QC?
Hello. I think 25% of people fake an illness to get out of visiting relatives.
We should talk about that one day. What extremes have you gone to get out of having to visit relatives?
Yeah, you know what happens.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need that pinky toe that much anyway to walk around. You can fake it.
Oh, that's funny.
Again, nearly 25% of us admit to doing this during the holidays. Here's a key word for you. Nearly 25% of us admit to eating this during the holidays.
Hi, do you have an answer yet?
The question is nearly a quarter of us admit to doing what during the holidays? What do you think?
Drink eggnog?
No, that's not it.
Is it fruitcake?
Yes.
Treat it.
Yeah, 24% of us admit to eating fruitcake during the holidays. And I think fruitcake's gotten a bad rap. It really has.
It's not so bad.
Because I know the fruitcake they're talking about that's just butt nasty. And yeah, you wouldn't eat that. But there's some really good fruitcake out there, too.
Good quality fruitcake, yeah.
So there we go. We're going to stand up for fruitcake. Who is this?
I'm Michelle.
And what else are you?
I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Publix. Stop by Publix for delicious holiday platters, shareable hors d'oeuvres, main courses, and assorted desserts. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
The Daily Mail claims a Boston gym teacher is placing Tom Brady's face on crossing signs in order to get drivers to slow down. Sam Balto tells the paper that his experiment is working. Quote, he's so good looking, cars will have to slow down for him. This is Boston, and Tom Brady's a champion and a leader. And when Tom Brady's getting sacked, Belichick makes sure the plays improve safety for him. If the Pats make moves for safety for Brady not to get sacked, I hope this can improve the safety of our students crossing the street.
So he's just so pretty, you got to slow down.
Hey, put some signs of Giselle up there for us, too, you know? Don't care about Tom.
Appeal to both camps. Is he saying the women drivers are worse?
I guess. I care about Giselle a hell of a lot more than I care about Brady. This is going to be a bad day on Monday for a lot of people. Monday, December 11th, is the date that couples are most likely to break up. Digital statisticians, or as I call them, nerds who aren't in relationships, looked at data from Facebook analyzing thousands of messages to look for signs of a breakup. From their investigations, they've deduced that the peak breakup periods around the holidays fall 2 weeks before Christmas Day. The reasons? Well, they vary. For some, the idea of spending the festive period with someone they're having doubts about brings on waves of dread. For the new couples, many decide they don't want to bring their new date home to meet the parents. Or quite frankly, they don't want to meet your parents. And then for the thrifty, some realize that their new partner's just not worth spending money on.
To quote my favorite holiday movie mom, it's the holidays and we're all in misery. It's fear and dread.
And finally, a pet parrot in Brazil loves his whiskey. The bird tells its owner it wants a little something to drink by standing on the edge of the highball glass. Once the bird's owner pours the whiskey, it then dips his head into the drink. The parrot's owner says he's just like a human. After a couple of sips, he gets all happy and starts singing. But if he goes over his limit, he starts biting. No word as to whether or not that parrot is named Catherine Lane. Just saying.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 1037.